Oh. Zog de Gemara, daf mem, omit beis, three lines from the bottom, omer abzeira. Omer abzeira, anoch hazitil reb avohu, de shot bam batya. I saw reb avohu, reb zeira is recounting, he saw reb avohu that was floating in a tub, in a bathtub. Now, this was on Shabbos, and floating means his feet were off the ground. Veloya dana, and I wasn't sure, I saw him floating, but I wasn't sure if actually his feet were off the ground, the okar loy okar. Did he actually lift himself? Was he floating or not? Now, there's a big difference if you're floating or not. Rashi says, if a person is floating in a bathtub on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. The reason is because ikal lemigzal shemiyasa chovish al shaitan. You might come to make yourself a floating device. The reason why you can't go and swim in an ocean and swim in a river on Shabbos, lest you make yourself a floating device. You make yourself a tub. You make yourself a life vest. You make yourself a little boat, a raft. So that's also on Shabbos to make. So you're not allowed to swim on Shabbos. State in the Mishnah, in Perek Meshilin, and Shotin, al Pnei HaMayin, because of Shema Yasa Chovish al Shaitan. That's one reason. So I wasn't sure if he lifted his feet. Zogti Gemara, it has to be he didn't lift his feet. Pshita lo yokar. The Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, lo yoshid odom bebrechem melea mayim vafilo meres bechotza. They're not allowed to float, even though over there there's no issa. Over there it's in a chotzer. Over there you're not going to make yourself a life vest. You're in a chotzer, in a private domain. And Rashi says the chiddush is, even though you're in a chotzer, the lekel amigza shemiyat is mayim beraglov chutzla dalal ames. There's another concern. Besides that, you might make a life vest. You might take the water and spritz it for Amis into a public domain, which is Haitzah. So even though you're in a chotzer and there is no chash, so you're still not allowed to. Even though the no chash of Shemayat is Beraglov Dalar Amis. So it's clear that he wasn't Okaraglov because it's Osa. You have two reasons. You have Shemayat Chavish of Shaitan and Shemayat is Mayim Beraglov. Enter the Gemara Loi Kasha. Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. How the less leg you do day, how the is leg you do day. Zog Rashi. When it has a rim, so she'ein svasa gvoya. If it doesn't have a rim, that meaning the water is not deep enough. She'wa ma'im amukim etzal svasoi. Like in the middle, it's deeper, but by the rim, it's not. So since it's not deep, kimoti samach l'svasa noyitz l'raglo bekarka v'choyfer me'machel ofelotech ha'mayim v'domi le'megabel. Rashi says the problem is if it's not deep, then you might put your feet and dig them into the ground. The ground we're assuming is earth, and if it's earth, and you're mixing earth and water together, it's similar to megabel, to mixing flour and water, being megabel. That's one pshat, Rashi says. If it has a rim or it doesn't have a rim. If it has a rim, so you're higher, it means it's deeper. If it doesn't have a rim, so it's lower by the edges, so you might be megabel. The linear is actually another pshat. The isle gedude, if it has a rim, so shogi, it's permissible. The loydom lenor, is that comparable to a river? When do we make this gzera that you might make a chovish al shaitan in a river or an ocean? But since it has a rim, so it looks like a pool, so it's not like that. It's like a tub, so then it's like a kli, the less like a dudi, but if it doesn't have a rim, so it's like a flat surface, it's dami lenor, and it's a gzera of yase chovish al shaitan, and that's why it's osa. So the Gemara comes out that clearly there are three different reasons why it's osa. Number one, you might make a chovish al shaitan. Number two, you might spritz the water chutz dalal ames. And number three, you might be megabel, Rashi says, if it's not deep, if it doesn't have a rim, so you'd be megabel offer. Other pshatim, the Rishonim say, the Rif says, that if it has a rim, so then you're not going to spritz the water, because then the water is going to splash back, it's not going to go away. So there's no problem of mavi dalal ames. So at the end of the day, it'll come out a nafkamina. If let's say in a private domain, you know, Rishus HaYochid, so there's no problem of spritzing. If you're in a public domain, the pool's in a public domain, so you're Mavid Al Ramis. A Carmelist, it's also Midrabbonon to be Mavid Al Ramis. But if you're in a Rishus HaYochid, there is no problem. So that would be one of the Nafkaminas, the Gabi Dal Ramis aspect. It won't solve the problem of Chovash HaShaitan if it's a river or if it's an ocean, of course. So it comes out Halacha L'maisa, being that you have all these concerns, a river is also to swim. An ocean is also to swim. A pool that doesn't have a rim, it's also to swim, because it's Xeris Otanor. If it's not deep, it's also, if it's an earth floor, because of that first reason of Rashi. But Lamaisa, Lahalocha,
even though you can evade all these problems if in a private domain, just say yochid, so there's no dalaramis, and it has a rim, so it's not doimit to nor, and there's no gzeg of chovish al shaitan. So it might seem ikar din it's muta, but the ma'ase the Magen Avraham and the Trumas Hadesh and the Moishin is Trumas, they all say that. Obviously, it can't be hot because you can't go in Chamin on Shabbos. It has to be cold. But it Luyatzur will be cold and has all the conditions that there's no chash of Nor and Yam. Chovish al Shaitan is not going to make. There's no chash of Dalar Amis in Shusha Yochid. There is a rim, so it's not Doimel Nor. It doesn't have an earth floor. And all these things, so maybe it would seem that it's Mutter. So Lamais is still the Trumas Hadesh and Magen Avraham. Already, Friedrich could say that we don't swim on Shabbos. And that's why we don't swim on Shabbos. Halacha Lamaisa. The swimming pool. So if it's doimel lenor, if it doesn't have a rim, then it's doimel lenor. Then it'll be awesome because you might make yourself a life vest. But if it's not doimel lenor or a yam, so then maybe it'll be mutter if it's in Rishus HaYochid and it doesn't have an earth floor for Shema Yagabel. But still, we don't. Swimming pool doesn't usually have a rim. Correct. Does not. Sometimes it has a wool. Maybe it does. But if it doesn't, then it's doimel chovish al shaitan. Then it's a gzeira of doimel nor. But at the end of the day, it can't be hot, obviously. And of course, you have the other problems, which is schita. You might come to squeeze water from the towel. You might come to squeeze water from your hair. You might pull out your hairs if you're in the water. All these are other problems too. So that's a lemaisa. We don't swim on Shabbos. I saw Reb Avohu. Once he recounted, Reb Zeira said, I saw Reb Avohu in the bathtub, and I wasn't sure if he picked up his feet or not. So since he did not pick up his feet, so then it wasn't floating, it wasn't called swimming. It's possibly that he didn't pick up his feet. But that's not called swimming. Now the Gemara recounts, once he's recounting Reb Zeira what he saw, he's recounting something else he saw Reb Avohu do. He put his hands against his makam erva. And I wasn't sure if he touched his makam erva or not. It has to be that he didn't touch it physically. Why? The Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol ha'oiches ba'ama, whoever holds on to his erva umashtin and urinates, kilu mevi mabel oilom, it's like he brings a marble to the world. Because the Dora Mabul was because of Ashchosa Zer Levatola. So it's as if you're, and this might come to be Mischamim, and you might come to the hearer, and you might come to the Lloyd Zer Levatola. So that's where you can't be Oichas Ba'amo. But Tosfos right away points out, that even though the Rabbanon argue on this, and they say in Nida, in Perikol Yad, that it's Mutter, Loishorel Mishumam Zerus. Because if a person is not going to hold on, then possibly the droplets will go on his feet, on his shoes. So people will look at him and say, one second, he cannot urinate regular, then his children might not be his children. It's a kushofcha. That's why the Rabbanon argue on Rabbi Eliezer in Nida. But upon him, it's clear that obviously he was not oiches yodoi. This is talking about when he went to a bath. So obviously, now he did cover himself because of tznius, Rashi says. But I wasn't sure if he was noga or not. So the Gemara says, it's poshut that he covered himself because of tznius, but he didn't actually touch because that would have been kilu mevi mabel oilam. Omer Abaya, no. There's no raya. Asur kibur leshes. That means that when there's an army that comes into a city, so they're in the midst of fighting a war, so then they're fearful to do things like taking people's wine barrels and making into yayin nesach. They're in the midst of fighting a war. When you're fighting a war, you're not doing avodah zarah. So that's the same thing over here. You're fearful when you're going down to the river to take a bath. You're fearful of the river. You're not going to be maharer, so there won't be a problem, even if it would have touched because of asuka beleshes. The Tanan, like we find in the Mishnah, beleshes shenichnas leir. If you have an army that enters a city b'shas shalom at a time of peace, so they're not fearful. Chovias psuchas barrels that are open asuros, because maybe they were menasach and savor dizora. Stumois barrels that are sealed. And we're not concerned that they opened it with Menasechet and they sealed it again. If it's sealed, that means it was never opened. So mutoros. So then those barrels are permissible. There's no chash of yayin nesach. B'shas mechomer, at the time of war, elu ve'elu mutoros, even the open barrels, you don't have to be concerned that they were Menasech. Why? V'fisha ein p'nai l'nasech. You don't have time to Menasech avodah zarah in the midst of a battle. You're fighting a war. You don't have time. You're too fearful to do your own avodah zarah. So Alma, we see from here, came in the Beisa, when a person is scared, Leminaschi is not Menaschi Yayin. Hochanami came in the Boyis, and going down to the river, you're scared of the waves, or you're concerned. So even if you would touch the Oma, because it's near, you're covering, and even if you would touch it, it would not be a problem of here. What's the fear over here? By Susa the Nahara, the fear of going down to a river. You're telling me that you're allowed to cover yourself because it's nias. And you might even not be a problem of touching because of by Susa. How could you even cover? If you're covering yourself, it looks like you're embarrassed about your bris milah. And if you're embarrassed about your bris milah, it's as if you're a koifer in the whole bris of Avraham Avinu. So how could you even cover yourself? How did he go down to the river and cover himself? So Gemara like Kasha, it depends. Hoki nochis, hoki solik. On the way down to the river. So over there, if you cover yourself, you're not facing people. So then you're koifer bris alavonu. You're embarrassed of the bris. So you're covering yourself. Kisolik, when you're coming up from the river and there are people facing you, so then it's because of tznius. So then you're taka covering yourself. So then it's mutter because of tznius. We see from here, Rashi says, that when you go down to the river, there's different categories of tznius. We know tznius applies even if the people aren't around you. But it's a different category of tznius when there are people and when there aren't people. Facing the river, you're not facing people. Then you don't have this same gather of tznius as when you're facing people. So we see up al kaponim that tznius, I think Ramosha writes in Shuvas, that tznius is a chelik of the tznius is the people that are watching you. They might be maharer. So that's why that it's two aspects in tznius. There's you and there's them. So the them part, they be maharer, you don't have when you're facing the river. Zog di mal ki ha de rove. Shochi. Rabbi Rove did something else. When he came out of the river, he didn't cover himself. Maybe he held, that would have been taka koifer brishal Avraham Avinu. He bent himself down. When you bend yourself down, when you bend over, you bend forward, so you're covering your erva. So that's how he exited a river when he's facing people. Rabbi Zera Zokif, Rabbi Zera no. Rabbi Zera was chayish that it shouldn't look like a koifer even by bending down. And he was stood up, upright, straight. He held that koifer shel brishal Avraham Avinu overrides this din of tznius. He held that zokif is mutter. Zokdimo rabbonet ve'rav Ashi ki kanachti. When they went down to the river, so zakfi. Then they stood up straight because then they weren't facing people. No problem of tznius of people. So they stood up straight, not to be koifer brishal Avraham Avinu. Ki kosalka when they came out of the river, shachi. So then they bent down. So he made a friendship between going up and coming. Come exiting or entering. Zog the Gemara, Reb Zera, have a come stammet, have a come stammet mit Rav Yehuda. The boy le meisk lahad Yisrael. Reb Zera avoided Rav Yehuda. The boy le meisk lahad Yisrael because Reb Zera wanted to go to Yisrael. And Reb Yehuda was of the opinion, the Omer Rav Yehuda kol ha'olim bovel ha'Yisrael over be'esei. You're not allowed to exit and go leave bovel to Yisrael. Shenema, it says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, bovelu yuvo v'shama yu. Reb Yehuda learned the Pasuk, you have to remain in bovel. There's no such thing as going and making aliyah. You have to remain in bovel. Now, the pashtus of the pasuk, Reb Zera held and other chum held that this pasuk is referring to the klei hamikdash. The klei hamikdash is bovel yuvo v'shom yu, but not legabe the people. Another pshat that's brought down is that this is talking about in bayis rishon. Churban bayis rishon is bovel yuvo v'shom yu until bayis sheni. But churban bayis sheni, there is a mitzvah of yishuv eitz yisrael. And that doesn't apply to the din of Bavel Yavu. Chaim in Stencils learns up the Rambam that is going on by his Rishon and by his Sheni Avarid is a mitzvah. So the Gemara, but Akoponim Reb Yehuda held that you're not allowed to. So he avoided him. But still, he wanted to hear some Torah from Reb Yehuda before he goes to Eretz Yisrael. Omar, he said, Ezel v'eshme minei milsa, let me hear from him something. V'esi v'esik, and then I'll go up to Eretz Yisrael. Ozal Ashkhe de Koi Bebani. He saw Reb Yehuda in the bathhouse. V'komalei l'sham, and he told his attendant, Hevili Neser, bring me the soap in order to scrub my hair. And now he said this, Zog Rashi, in Lashon Kodesh. Hevili Mesrik, bring me a brush. Poschu Pumaychu, open up your mouth. Meaning in order, when you go into the bathroom, he's telling the people, open your mouth. V'afiku Havla, and let the hot steam go into your body. V'ashtu Mimayu de Bebani, and also drink from the water of the bathhouse. Omar, so Reb Zera said, he overheard these three statements. Ilmolei If I wouldn't have come only to hear this, it would have been sufficient. Now I can go up to its soul. The fact that he said, bring me the soap, bring me the brush. What's the chiddush? What did he learn? What's the guy's chiddush? Things of choil. Meaning, after all, this is mundane things. This is not Torah. He's telling him mundane things. You're allowed to talk Lashon Kodesh in the bathtub, like we said before in the Gemara. Shal chol but Lashon Kodesh is mutar. Shal kodesh but Lashon chol is also halacha, unless it's afusha misuga. But upon him, bishlemi, the chiddush that he told him, dvarim shal kodesh b'chol. So that's the chiddush that he told him, that dvarim shal chol, you're allowed to say Lashon Kodesh. What's a chiddush and open your mouth and let the hot steam of the bath house go into your body? It's Kiddush Shmuel. The Omer Shmuel, Havla Mafik Havla. Steam that enters removes the steam from inside the body. So that's good. It's healthy to remove the inner steam from your body. Let it steam out. How do you let it steam out? By going to a schwitz, to a sauna, taking in the steam. El Ashtu Ma'ide Vevani. What's the purpose of drinking the hot water of the bath house? What's good with that? There's Gemara the Tanya because we learned in the Braisa. Oh, someone ate, but he didn't drink after his meal. Achilosi dam. His meal is like blood. It's like eating blood. What's wrong with eating blood? Besides the Issa Shaboy, it's the beginning of illnesses, of stomach ailments. So that's not a good idea not to drink after you eat. Oh, if someone ate and did not walk 4 cubic amas after he ate, but he went straight and he plopped down into bed. Achilos makavas, his food starts to rot in his innards. And that's how a person gets bad breath. Someone has to go and relieve himself. He eats, even though he has to relieve himself. When you stoke a fire in a tanur, you first got to remove all the ashes from the previous time you used it. Imagine baking something in an oven and the afer of the previous ashes are in there. Then you're ruining the food. Same thing over here. You have to relieve yourself when you're eating. It's like stoking a fire in an oven which has ashes from a previous time you used it. And there's the onset of the reach zuma, a sweaty smell that emanates from a person's body. Rochatz bechamin. This was relevant to us. Rochatz bechamin. If someone washes himself in warm water, veloy shoso, and he doesn't drink from the water, not the water that he actually washed with. That causes shikha. But rather hot water from the bath that he didn't wash with. So rochatz bechamin veloy shoso, man, from the water that he didn't use yet, but drinking warm water after your bath. It's like a tanur that you fire up from the outside, but not from the inside. The main way to stoke up a tanur is from the inside, not from the outside. So same thing over here. You wash yourself from the outside, you rochatz bechamin, but you didn't take the hot water inside you. So it's like you're masik a tanur from the outside, not from the inside. Rochatz bechamin v'lo nishtatev betzoinen, another din. If you wash yourself in warm water and not afterwards in cold water, after the hot take a shower in cold. Doimele barzel, it's like a piece of metal, like iron. Shech nisu la'ur, you put it into the fire. Velech nisu la'tzoinin, you want the iron to be strong. After you melt it in the fire, you put it into tzoinin afterwards, into cold. And that's how it strengthens it. So the same thing over here. If you're not roichetz, mishtate b'tzoinin, it's like you're missing that last putting into the tzoin in the barzel. Rochatz v'loy soch. If someone goes into the bath and he's not soch and he doesn't use soap, so doima lemayim agabi chovis. It's like you put water on top of a barrel, but it doesn't enter the barrel. Same thing over here. Without sicha, it doesn't enter. Zok the Mishnah. You say this, take a Mishnah in the Gemara, a few lines. Zok the Mishnah. Mulyer hagolf. Mulyer is a type of kettle which, not common today, but basically the coals were on the side of the kettle. You have the water inside the kettle. Now imagine another compartment side by side to this kettle where you have the hot coals sitting there, and that's how the hot water stays warm because of the hot coals. Now let's say you were goyrif, you remove the coals before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to utilize that kettle on Shabbos, shoysen them and be Shabbos, they ain't allowed to drink from it. Then you have no concern about shemichata. Just like you know that you always have to remove coals because you might come to stoke coals. That's the first mission in Kira. So over here, when you have a mulya, this kettle, where you remove the coals, so there's no chash for shemichata. So mulya hagoruf, so shoysen them and be Shabbos. However, Antichi. Antichi is a type of kettle that gets even hotter. Rashi explains that it has a thicker wall. It's used all throughout the week, not just once a week on Shabbos. So the wall is so thick that even when you remove the coals, it remains so hot that you still, like, even Garv HaKotam doesn't help. Just like we said certain times, Tanur Garv doesn't help. So here also, this Garv doesn't help because it's so hot. So Antichi, Af Bishek Gufa, ain't choice the manner. You can't drink from it on Shabbos. Now you have to understand, what is this mission referring to? According to Chananya, we said that Lishois, this is Lishois. You're not putting Chazor Lechatchila. According to Chananya, Lishois is Mutta, even if not Garv HaKotam. So how does Chananya understand this Mishnah? So one pshat can be, is that we're talking about that it didn't reach Michael Ben Dusoy. Then Chananya agrees that you need Garv HaKotam, and that's why Mulya needs Garv. Another pshat can be, because we're talking about Hatmana. This is similar to Hatmana. It's like Tomun inside. By Hatmana, Chananya agrees that Garv doesn't help. So that's different reasons why it's different. Now, another big yisoid that's brought down in the Mishabura and other Achronim bring, that the reason why a Mulya HaGarif is Osir, at the end of the day, why is it Osir? So they bring a Yerushalmi that says that when it's not Garif, so the problem is it retains its heat very much, the Grifa, the coals are there, and if you're going to use it on Shabbos, the water eventually will become less and less, and it's going to ruin this kettle. This type of kettle, Shalprokim, will get ruined. And if it gets ruined, how do you stop it from getting ruined? You put in more water on Shabbos. Imagine a kettle that gets emptied and emptied. So what do you do to it shouldn't ruin the kettle? You put in water. So that's a chashash. You might put in water. So oy bazoy, zogin de poiskim, if you have a kettle in our today's day and age on a blech, so on a blech, you can always remove it off the fire. You're not going to put in water. But maybe those electric kettles, this one that you bought for the oilum for coffee every morning, maybe it's a problem because you can't remove it. It's plugged in. And imagine it goes lower and lower over Shabbos. Shabbos kettle.
But you're not allowed to fill it up.
Oh, of course not. But the reason why Mulya HaGarif, the reason why the Yerushalmi says you can't use it is because if you utilize the water, it might get ruined and you might come fill it up with a gzera. So why is it no gzera by this? So Moshe and Chuvis talks about this. So it's Chuvis Reb Shimon Aid, and he says that here there's no chash. It's not Shalprokim. It's not like the Yerushalmi. The Mishabura brings down in Shin Yud Ches in the end, he says, a samaver. Samaver was a type of kettle which was similar to Mulya HaGarif. You shouldn't use on Shabbos because when the water gets lower, you might put in more water, so it shouldn't get ruined. So Ramesh, others argued, there are machmirim, I think the Chazanish, there are machmirim that did not use a water kettle like that on Shabbos because you might come to fill it up. But Lemaisa LaHalacha, many poiskim allow it and we use such a kettle on Shabbos. But this is where it comes from. The Sugya Kong to Rishalmi is this chash.
Why is it okay?
Because it's not Shalprokim. The Yushalmis is talking about the ones that come apart, that are, and those get ruined. Here it is, I think it's made with a rim that is always some water that remains, that it doesn't get ruined. Otherwise it will burn out. It doesn't burn out. So it works differently, so it's not, there's no chash. Zog the Gemara. Heichi domi Mulya HaGarif. What is this Mulya HaGarif that we discussed? Zog the Gemara. Tana, Mayim Bifrim, the water is in the inside, V'gechalim Yibachutz, and the coals on the outside. Outside means a compartment, the smaller compartment next to it. Antichi, so what is Antichi that we said it doesn't help even Goruf? Rabba Oma Beikira. Beikira means it's very hot, like Rashi explained in one of the Pshatim, such a thick wall. Rav Nachman Ben Yitzchak Omar Beidudi. Beidudi means it's a different type of compartment. It's the coals are below, and the water is above it. Not next to, not side by side. So it's warmer, it's hotter than a mulyar, but it's not like Beikiri, which is much hotter because it's side by side. So mandom a Beidudi, if you say Beidudi, that even that's considered, that Garf doesn't help, which is below and above, Koshken Beikira, for sure when it's side by side, that's for sure considered hot that Garf doesn't help. Umandom a Beikira, so maybe only Beikira, only when it's side by side. Ava Beidudi, when it's one above another, loy, then over there would not be a problem. Tani Kvosek Rav Nachman, we have a bias like Rav Nachman, it says Beidudi, that it's one above, Antichi, by an Antichi, Af Bishagruf Ektumi, even if you remove the coals, and you covered it. Ain't choice of menu. Why? We've nation the choishto mechamamto. The choishto Rashi says in one of the pshatim means the bottom floor. So we see clearly it's referring to above and below. The choishto retains its heat in such a way that's mechamamto. So the even garv akotum would not help. So Tosfos over here says he studies the thing. He argues on Rashi that it's not because of shia. And he's lecharitz hatmona dikdin. Tosfos on the bottom says v'nira kapir shachapoyres. The reason why mulyar is usher, a mulyar shagov is mutter, is shemoizgin mayim chamin b'yayin. You take water from this kettle and you pour it over wine. And since the water is not so hot, so man has no problem of bishel of the yayin. Irui, which was mean irui, is not mevashel. However, antichi, which is so hot, even though it's gar v'kotum, the reason why you can't use it is because there's such a heat that it's mevashel the yayin from the water that you pour b'shas meziga. That's the Tosis brings. So l'chari comes out in the Tosis that if we're talking about irui of a kli rishon, if we're talking about an irui of a kli rishon, then if you hold that an irui of a kli rishon is kerishon, so that's why it's taka osa when it's so hot. But if you hold that irui of a kli rishon is like a kli sheni, so then why would it be a problem? It's irui. So either you say that yain is kali abishal, that would be one pshat, and that would be l'chari the thing. The maisid is a ram that says that the reason why a mulyar is mutter is because the gechalim on the side, it's not considered like a kli rishon. It's not considered like a kli, usually a kli rishon means anything on the fire, even off the fire it still remains a kli rishon. Since over here it's on the side, it's not called al gaba gechalim, it's not al gabi gechalim, that's not called a kli rishon, that's a mechudish dikashit in the ran. But upon him, this is the sugya of mulya hagov. We'll stop everybody by the Mishnah of mechem shepinu.